Let's see. If the merger were completed, Kroger and Albertsons would operate more than 5,000 stores and approximately 4,000 retail pharmacies and would employ nearly 700,000 employees across 48 states. So it would create essentially a duopoly in the U.S. between the Kroger, Albertsons, and Walmart as far as like, you know, grocery stores goes. And so the FTC has sued to prevent this merger from happening. And, you know, keen-eared or longtime listeners of the show might remember that we talked a lot about this potential merger in a previous episode where we were discussing some in-depth reporting by the markup about the Kroger's data business and what the implications of the merger with Albertsons would have in terms of, like, you know, Kroger and not just being a massive grocery store, but also being a massive collector and seller of data from grocery store shoppers and products and all of that kind of thing. Like, this is a massive, you know, potentially multi-billion dollar alternative, quote unquote, alternative profit business for Kroger is data analysis and data brokering, which Kroger is one of the largest owners of data and one of the largest providers of data services, and that as far in terms of like data analysis, market segmentation, those kinds of things, one of the largest in the grocery sector through their wholly owned subsidiary data analysis businesses. And so I think the FTC here is blocking this merger for a number of reasons, but I think this is really good. You know, I think this is actually like this is a really good move by the FTC, and maybe, you know, a move that makes sense for the Lina Khan FTC, but certainly not a move that is like that one could assume would happen, right? Like, you know, there was a lot of talk about the problems with this merger, but up until a couple of days ago, there was very little action in terms of like actually attempting to stop the merger. And so the FTC filing this lawsuit, along with the state attorney's offices from a number of states, is I think really, really good for the reasons that the FTC list here, but also if, you know, we're thinking about it from a real TMK angle of like the fact that, you know, through this merger, a Kroger Albertsons conglomerate would have had, you know, thousands of data points, immensely detailed profiling and market segmentation that covered over half of the households in all of the U.S. So hundreds of millions of people if this data merger had happened.
And I think also, you know, this is an exciting moment because, you know, there are lots of people who are going to be opposed to this merger, the FTC, for concerns of anti-competitive practices, rivals like Amazon because of their own investment in groceries and in food distribution and sales, but also data brokers who, you know, like the Central Intelligence Agency. So maybe we get a chance for that fabled FTC, CIA, Amazon task force that New York Mag's financial columnist fell for. Maybe something good's going to happen. Maybe we will get the wet work team that God knows me and Chathan and Jeremy have been screaming for over at the FTC. Okay? Give them guns.
I didn't even make that connection that the New York Magazine columnist essentially fell for the idea that a FTC CIA wet work team was investigating her unless she gave them $50,000.
Insane. Deeply insane.
The only problem is, and this is the real like monkey paw version of it, is that the wet work team was working in cooperation with Amazon rather than
No, we'll introduce some wedges in office politics and we'll get them sniping at each other soon enough. I have ideas. You know, but as you pointed out, you know, this you know, complaint to block and sue is exciting. And as they've, you know, as they laid out, you know, and I'll pull from the FTC's own announcement, right? Their concern, you know, as we've talked about, competition, grocery prices, and labor conditions for tens of thousands of workers, right? You know, Kroger's and Albertsons, as you pointed out, right? It's 5,000 stores, it's 4,000 retail pharmacies, 700,000 employees across 48 states. These two are, you know, firms that if they were to merge would wipe out a huge channel for competition because they're typically direct competitors, right? And so a merger is anti-competitive because now you don't have to do that sort of aggressive marketing or advertising or subsidy action to get customers in through the door, right? And I think that one also thing that was interesting is that FTC pointed out that Kroger's and Albertsons, in a bid to save the merger or appease antitrust regulators, had said that, look, we're going to do a divestiture offering, which is basically we're going to propose a bunch of assets, a bunch of stores, to then be operated under another entity that'll be separate from us. And here they offered several hundred stores and select other assets, according to the FTC, to go under C&S Wholesale Grocers, which right now operates 23 supermarkets and one retail pharmacy. So the FTC's administrative complaint, they write, alleges that Kroger and Albertson's inadequate divestiture proposal is a hodgepodge of unconnected stores, banners, brands, and other assets that Kroger's antitrust lawyers have cobbled together and falls far short of mitigating the lost competition between Kroger and Albertsons. And so they've basically put together a proposal where they're not actually creating or offering a standalone business, and that the new firm that emerges would be unable to actually cobble together the assets that have been cobbled together into a cohesive operation and a functioning business, let alone, they write, a successful competitor against the combined Kroger and Albertsons. They also go on to add that it ignores affected regional and local markets where they compete today. And in the areas where there are divestitures, the proposal fails to include all of the assets, resources, and capabilities that C&S would need to replicate the competitive intensity that exists today between Kroger and Albertsons. So it would be setting it up likely for failure and then acquisition by the new merged entity. But also, even if it were to survive, they still, again, raise a lot of concerns because it does not have the capacity to actually compete with these firms and apply enough pressure to undermine its what would likely be desire to hike prices or to cut wages and steal wages, right? Or to just straight up lay off workers or to close stores or to create food deserts. Right, or to start playing speculative games with real estate. So it's great, you know, let's give them a gun and let's get them in the broom. It's all love.